This is not just a building, it's a symbol of a new day at the Anchorage Museum.
Standing outside the new entrance, Anchorage Museum spokeswoman Sarah Henning launched into statistics. The $106 million expansion includes an 80,000 square foot wing plus renovation of the previous building. The project is not completed, but enough is done for the museum to reopen and celebrate. From 9 a.m. until noon on Saturday, museum members can tour the finished portions. After that, the museum opens its doors to the general public.
From 1 until midnight, we will be open for free to the public. We're going to have an expansive entertainment lineup, both Lower 48 acts and local acts.
One lane on 7th Avenue between A and C Streets will be closed for food vendors and a stage for the performers, at least until 9 p.m. when the entertainment moves indoors. Besides just a chance to explore the new addition, there's a golden lure to Saturday's celebration, namely the opening of this summer's primary exhibit entitled Gold.
It's really a dazzling exhibit that explores the scientific, the historic, cultural, and financial significance of what is the world's most rare and highly prized metal.
The museum's deputy director, Susie Jones, pointed out gold nuggets, gold blocks, a gold-papered room, a history of the world's gold rushes, with a special emphasis on Alaska, and the artwork.
Earrings from Hellenic Greece from 400 to 200 BC. This very elegant and simple ram's head out of sheet gold came from Iran and dates to about 2500 BC. The case in the end here with sculptures of Buddha in it shows examples of gold work from Asia.
Gold artifacts of the Incas represent the Americas. Immediately adjacent stand two cases of golden coins, themselves works of art. Gold always attracts interest, but Museum Director James Henry points out that allure is particularly strong with this opening exhibit.
This is one of the top 10 shows in the world right now, the Gold Show. We have over 300 gold items in the exhibition. Before, it would have been very difficult for us to bring this show here because of all the things with security, climate control, lighting, and so on. This floor is designed to handle these traveling shows that have strict requirements.
Not everything shimmering is inside the new addition. Distinguishing the exterior are windows made in Germany, modified in China, and tested in Florida. Henning explains the ground-to-roof windows combine aesthetics and utility.
We had to create this special glass frame so that when we're exhibiting things that have a little more delicacy, maybe they have feathers or natural dyes, we need to be able to pull down shades in between those two glass panels to protect our art and objects from UV rays. The glass itself also has a protective UV ray coating.
Just inside and to the right of the new entrance lies the museum shop, and to the left, the Bob and Evangeline Atwood Alaska Resource Center. At the center, the public can access, but not check out, the museum's approximately 500,000 historic photographs and 10,000 books. Chief Curator Marilyn Knapp says there's also other material unique to the museum and its past exhibits.
We might be dealing with people in Russia or Germany or back east at the Smithsonian. You could go back and look and see how that exhibit came together. We have an archive for each exhibit that we do. Are the major ones, anyway.
This weekend is actually the first of two grand openings. The next one will be in 2010, when the Smithsonian Arctic Studies Center, the Imaginarium Discovery Center, the Thomas Planetarium, and the ConocoPhillips Gallery of Contemporary Alaska Native Art are finished. But again, this Saturday, beginning at noon and going until midnight for the general public, there's entertainment, free admission, and the museum's gold exhibit, which for this Saturday only is also free, with up to 5,000 tickets distributed on a first-come basis, beginning at 1 p.m. After Saturday, gold will cost $12 above the normal museum admission. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.